because more and more people are blasting me about why I don't get this guy on more. He's starting to get the attention of people right and left. And yet, and made took a statement out saying, you know what? No work, no pay. And I liked it. I'm going to preface the interview ahead of time by saying I liked it. George Sinner, welcome to News and Views. Good to have you on. Are you there, George?
Joel, are you there?
There you go. I got you, buddy. It's probably best
okay.
if you're not on speakerphone. All right. Yeah,
yep.
George, I want to talk to you a little bit about that because clearly Senator John Hoeven, I am in his backyard here. I mean, they haven't built the statue yet, but they will in this town. And John Hoeven turned back his pay during the government shutdown. Senator Heidi Heitkamp turned back her pay in the government shutdown. Congressman Cramer didn't, and you're taking a shot at him about that. Explain to me why.
Well, there's several reasons, Joel. But it isn't just about him not taking his pay. It's about him missing votes. It's about him not being accessible to people. It's about a great deal about him not giving up his pay. Since we brought this issue, since the public brought this issue last fall, he's given three different explanations as to why. And he can't seem to get his story straight on this issue. And there's a reason why. I think he's embarrassed by what he did, and now it's showing.
Okay, so you say there's three different stories. I know
yes.
that when I asked him about it, he said, I'm here, I'm working. Basically, he said, I deserve the pay. What other stories are there out there?
Okay, so on October 3rd of 2013 on Valley News Live, he said, and I quote, I don't feel guilty about the salary that I earn and that the people pay me. And if that becomes a problem, you know, that's what elections are about. And that was taken from the Huffington Post. In the Bismarck Tribune, after the debate on May 1st, he said, the Newspaper Association reported, he said, I've given a portion of my salary every year, but don't put out a press release about my salary, as do numerous members of Congress, just to brag about it. I've never bragged about it, and that's who I am. That's a different story. And recently, I believe yesterday, he said on Valley News Live, he said many members of Congress receive their paychecks, and they are required, then I'm required to collect my paycheck by law. The fact is, he may be able to, he may be required to take his paycheck, but he's not required to keep it. And that's where he differs from everybody else that gave those 3 weeks or 2 weeks of paycheck, they gave them to charities, as did Senator Hoeven and Senator Heitkamp. There's a difference here, and this guy can't get his story straight.
So you also brought up missed votes. Now, that's new to me. How many votes? What votes are we missing? Important votes? Walk me through what you're talking about here,
well,
George.
Well, he is by far the worst of all of the representatives and congresspeople. He missed 60 out of about 1,000 votes in his 2 years since he started, and that is a 5.6% percentage. In May alone, he missed 27.7% of his votes. Heidi, in her 2 years in the House, has missed just 2.9%. Colin Peterson, in his career, has missed 1.9%. John Hoeven has missed 1.5%. Amy Klobuchar has missed 0.08%. And Al Franken, just 0.3%. He is by far the worst, and he is among the worst in Congress. North Dakota has one member of the U.S. House of Representatives. If we can't count on him to be there to represent us when these votes are taken, then what do we got? We got John Boehner representing us? Do we have Eric Cantor representing us? Who North Dakotans, if he isn't there to vote and explain his views on and North Dakota's views on the floor of the U.S. House? This guy has got to be there. He hasn't been there, and that's why I'm bringing this to the public.
Okay, so when you dug into this, where was he? Where was he during these votes?
No, honestly, I'm not sure where he was. I can't keep tracking him. I got enough to do to follow the issues, to chase down the people who need to. He has said, and he quoted, he is saying that voting isn't the only part of the job, and that, you know, the fact is He's got other issues that are pending. I've heard reports that his Bismarck office was closed for several weeks, that his Minot office is open sporadically, that he's having trouble keeping staff. These are serious issues for a congressman. And he may have to be back in North Dakota because he can't get staff to staff his offices. I don't know what his problems are, but he is not representing North Dakotans in the U.S. House, and that's the issue here.
George, it seems to me that the issues you raise are going to have to be addressed by the congressman. And also, really, things like this only get resolved when they're in the same place. Is he agreeing to debates? Are you going to be in the same place with him so that people can hear both sides of all of these issues?
I know there's at least one televised debate plan for sure, and there's another one in the works. We love to debate this guy. We've had one debate, and I thought it went very, very well for me. I look forward to more debates, but there are some planned, and we will take all that come.
I noticed in the reporting process that you got into this race late, no doubt about that, but you've been very successful in raising money. Why is that? I mean, what's resonating here that you've been bringing in more money than the congressman?
Well, I don't know what he's doing to raise his money. In my case, I am spending the time to talk to people. And everywhere I go, people listen to the message I have and respond. And that's why I'm raising money, because people really like the message that I'm bringing. One of the things that I tell people is that I will bring a moderate approach to this, to the U.S. Congress. I bring a Colin Peterson-type approach. People want balance. People want common sense. People do not want some left-wing or right-wing ideology. And that's what I'm telling people, and that's the way I will bring that, and that's what I'll take to the U.S. House. And,
George, and with some of the things you said today, I think the listeners need access to you, and you know I'm at the fair. I know that this is all breaking today, so I do appreciate how quick you came on with us. But when we get back, we'd love to have you in studio and take some phone calls, okay?
If you're going to be back next week, I'd love to talk to you, or the week after that. We'll get together. We'll talk. We got some other things that are brewing that I think are even more serious issues than this that people need to know about, and I'd love to talk to you about them, and I'd love to tell the public.
People want to know more about you. What's your website?
Yep, it's centerforcongress.com.
Centerforcongress.com. Okay, thank you, George. Appreciate it.
Yep, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for the time. I'm going to get the